This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It is hour number four of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And Jared Sandler is going to join us here in just a moment, brought to you by the On Time Experts. We are 20 minutes away from the Expressway LA Live coming up at 5:40. GBAC of the Day will hit you at 5:30. The biggest thing that happened on The Fan today was the State of the Cowboys address. They do it every year in Oxnard, California, an hour-long press conference. And it was very, very eventful, wasn't it? As Jerry Jones, I think, was hell-bent on not having the embarrassing performance that he had last year where he kind of sounded asleep or sickly. He came out firing. And at one point, he interrupted Coach Brian Schottenheimer to say, just because we would sign Micah doesn't mean we'll have him. He was hurt six games last year. So he came in grinding an axe. I think as far as the public narrative that they're bad at negotiation, I think they wanted to strike back and say, hey, we're doing our damnedest, but these players keep getting hurt, and it takes two to tango to get one of these deals done. What was your guys' takeaway from the day?
I mean, that was a big one, certainly. I mean, him going out of his way to also mention Diggs and Steele, and, I mean, he talked about the Dak injury, like, hey, we just made a guy the highest-paid player at his position, and then he got hurt a third into the season. So I definitely think they've got to have done some reflecting on, well, we're paying a lot of these guys, and, man, it's not really working out for us on some of them. So I think with the Mike, like Micah, it seems like it should be one of the biggest no-brainers ever, and just in terms of the player that he is on the football field. So I this one's going to get done. I wonder when. I did like the fact that Stephen Jones did not totally turn down the fact that maybe they're talking to Tyler Smith already.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I'd be hopeful. And Zach Tom just got a big deal with the Packers, their right tackle. But offensive linemen are getting paid. If you could get away, at least can we get Tyler Smith done? If this Micah thing's not really going to go well and you still haven't talked to his agent, maybe Tyler Smith can be open for business here.
Yeah, that's good. And we'll have more takeaways on Jerry's presser here coming up at 5:20 before we get to the G-Bag of the Day as Jared Sandler joins you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Jared. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're doing great. You know, just talk with CY back there at 4:20, and it seems like things with the Rangers are trending up, and we're getting good news on Eovaldi, right?
Seems like it, yeah. You know, I chatted with him earlier, and I think sentiments echoed by, by Boach, and I didn't hear if CY addressed this. I don't know if he addressed it with you guys, but it does seem like the hope is that as long as things continue to progress, Nathan Eovaldi will be able to make a start at some point this week.
And what do you make of this series here with the A's? How are they playing? Is this a series the Rangers can dominate, make it two series wins in a row coming out of the break?
Yeah, would hope so. The A's, I mean, listen, they're 17 games under 500. So, they're not a great team, but, we talked about this last night on the broadcast. The Rangers have beat the Tigers twice, and the Tigers' best record in Major League Baseball. They've won both series against them. And, when you're playing well, you can beat good teams. When you're not playing well, you're going to lose to bad teams. And the Rangers earlier this year went to Sacramento, didn't didn't play clean baseball, and they lost the series to the Athletics. So, Gavin, I think absolutely, you know, is we're 10 days away from the deadline. It would be really disappointing if the Rangers didn't build off their series win against the Tigers and win a series against the Athletics. But obviously, you know, certainly not a guarantee, but you know, I think that for a team that's got designs on making a run here in the second half, this is the type of series you absolutely need to at least take two or three from.
Is Clay Thompson out there? Is he taking BP right now?
Yeah, he took some BP. It didn't look great right away, but then he started to get into a rhythm, and you know, he has decent power to left field, left center. I'm sure with some more swings, maybe he could swing it like his brother. You know, his brother plays Major League Baseball, yeah. Or, you know, he's kind of gone back and forth between the big leagues and AAA. So there's obviously baseball in his blood, and it was fun watching him. I'll tell you what, though, watching Dwight Powell swing, that bat looks like a toothpick in his hand because, you know, he's a little bit taller than Clay. I also thought it was funny that Chris Stats of the DJ here started playing Meg Thee Stallion once Clay stepped in the box.
Yeah, is she out there with Clay?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I would know what she looks like.
You'd know.
I don't believe she is out there.
What about the Josh Young?
What were you going to say there?
What about the Josh Young call-up, huh? I mean, were you surprised that it was this quick of a turnaround? Like, what did we see from him at Round Rock that makes you feel like, okay, maybe he's found a little something at the plate?
Well, I didn't, you know, obviously looking at the numbers doesn't always tell the full story. And, you know, he hit a couple of homers, you know, in Vegas, or I think technically Summerlin, Nevada, where the ball really travels. But, you know, we talked about it the other day. It's all about the process stats. And, you know, is he going to put himself in a position to succeed here by laying off the elevated fastball, which teams, it seemed like, just started to pound on him over and over? And if he can do that, if he can, you know, make that type of adjustment, you know, we always talk about, well, you know, the league adjusts to you and you got to adjust to the league. Well, sometimes we don't do a good enough job explaining what exactly those adjustments are. And clearly the league, you know, has recognized that, you know, like kind of like sharks smelling blood in the water, that, you know, he was having a tough time laying off that pitch. And so now it's on him to adjust and show that he can be disciplined and lay off that pitch, because this is still the same guy who is the American League starter at third base in 2023. This is still the same guy who was the first-round pick and, you know, one of the best players in the country at Texas Tech. There's obviously a lot of talent there and a lot of ability, and we've seen it at the major league level. We saw it throughout the postseason, right, the highest level of competition, you know, in the big leagues. But now he's got to do things to help himself out, and hopefully he can do that. And the reality is, you know, the Rangers are going to be facing some lefties here coming up, including Jacob Lopez tonight, and they desperately need guys who can help impact this lineup against lefties, and I think the thought is that Josh Young can hopefully be a part of that solution.
As we look at the trade deadline for any prospective bat they could bring in, and obviously the smart money is that they add a bullpen arm, and CY talked about that with us, but would a hitter have to be good against lefties to be in consideration for this team right now?
I think it would be tough right now, unless it's a really low spend tight move, or of course if there's an injury that, you know, opens up opportunities elsewhere, for them to get a guy who is a liability against lefties, someone who you're like, I don't really want him starting against lefties, because they've got plenty of those. They got plenty of guys to fill lineup against righties. Now if they get a guy who's really good against righties and can hit lefties and will overall make them better, then that's fine, but I don't think you want a guy who you feel like you've got to...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pinch hit four against a lefty late. A guy who, you know, probably isn't going to make sense starting against a lefty. And I think, you know, if anything, they could look for some guys who fit the alternative. And those guys tend to be a little less expensive because what happens? You face righties more than lefties, right? So a platoon guy like Jock Peterson, who is, you know, a better fit platooning with a righty on the mound than a lefty, is going to cost you nearly $20 million a year when, you know, he's coming off a year or a stretch of years where he was outstanding against righties. A hitter who is more of I hate to use the word specialist, but it was more of a specialist against left-handed pitching. It still might not, you know, be cheap if he's one of the best at the game at it, but you don't face lefties as much as you face righties. And so if it's a, you know, a role player, situational kind of platoon type guy who you can plug in there against lefties, that's a guy that you might be able to get, you know, whether for, it's, you know, it's a low lift from a resource standpoint, or maybe their contract isn't significant and maybe gives you a little more flexibility to make those types of moves.
Did this team turn around when Jock Peterson got hurt? And how confident are you that he can get back to the player close to what he was in his prime?
Yeah, I hope so. I think that, you know, he's only 1 year, less than a year removed from, you know, having an outstanding season. And I just mentioned, you know, it, last 3 years coming into the season, he was really good against right-handed pitching. And, you know, he's not 27 years old. So maybe it's not, you know, the arrow pointing sharply up, you know, at this stage of his career. But, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I think with Jock, and I don't know. I mean, I think for some guys, when you miss as much time as he's missed, coming off of the start he had, you just give up on, hey, I don't really care about my season numbers anymore because I've missed so much time. I was not productive when I was healthy. My season number, you have a lot of time to come to grips with the fact your season numbers aren't going to look that good. And now it's just about, hey, how can I sprint through the finish line here? And so, you know, I'm hoping that Jock, who really is a guy, I believe, like, he wants to win. Like, I know a lot of these guys say they want to win, but I think Jock legitimately, like, if at the end of the day, the back of his baseball card doesn't look pretty in 2025, I don't think it's going to bother him because he's been paid, right? You know, he's not a pre-arbitration player, an arbitration player who's awaiting free agency. He's made his money. He's just trying to win. And so I'm hopeful that the mental reset could help him get going because this team desperately needs a guy like Jock Peterson to be a guy who resembles the production that Jock Peterson, gave his various teams over the last few years in the middle of the order.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. How impressed were you with Kamar Rocker's start over the weekend?
Yeah, it was really impressive. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but he kind of changed the shape of his slider a little bit, you know, a little more tighter. And it was a really, really tough pitch to hit. He had a whiff rate that was a little under 40%. I think four of his strikeouts came on that pitch. So, you know, it was good to see. You know, that pitch has kind of evolved over the course of the year. But it seems like he's getting more and more comfortable with it, but kind of changed the shape a little bit of it last start, and it was definitely fun to watch.
What about Jack tonight? What are you hoping to see against this A's team? Is this a favorable matchup for him with them, you know, struggling relatively?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's done a better job of, you know, with intent, throwing his fastball up in the zone more. And so that's one thing. Let's look to see, you know, how successful is he at getting that pitch at the top of the zone, because it's a tough pitch to hit when he does it. And then, you know, using his spin, in particular, I've talked about it, the slider below the zone, and then just having competitive two-strike pitches, because, you know, I think with Jack, he's got such good stuff. He doesn't need to, you know, thrust his foot harder on the pedal with two strikes because his stuff's good enough. You already got the hitter backed against the corner, backed into a corner. Let's see how things start with the elevated fastball and how everything plays off of that.
Jared, CY said if they keep winning, they'll likely have to add a bullpen piece. Obviously, with the Chris Martin news, for context and everything, what's that look like here? Do they gotta be over 500 the next 10 days? And, you know, how good of a reliever do they need to add?
Well, I mean, I think, again, I want to speak realistically, and I'll also say every year when you think you got the trade deadline pegged, you really end up having no clue. But if the money is what we believe it to be, maybe they can get Emmanuel Clase. I mean, he's certainly not that expensive. He's on one of the best contracts in baseball, that he signed with the Guardians years ago. But the Guardians aren't going to give him away for cheap from a resource standpoint. Ryan Helsley might be a little too expensive because he's, I think, prorated, going to make close to $4 million the rest of the way. And maybe not. We don't know what the financials are because, and stop me if I've shared this with you guys, it has to do to some degree with the benefits that these players receive and insurance, and then also, the possibility of incentives hitting. So it's not as clear cut as it is sometimes, I feel like, in basketball when we talk about, what money a team does and doesn't have to spend. I'm not positive what that number is, but yeah, I mean, I think that getting a guy who you feel comfortable can, get you big outs in September and then hopefully in October is going to be important. And maybe John Gray's that guy, right? He's coming back, and maybe they use him in that type of a role with Chris Martin out and see how things look there. But, and maybe it's not a guy who's a closer right now, but a guy they look at and say, hey, he's not closing for whatever team right now, but we think he can be a closer for us because maybe that's a guy who doesn't come with as steep of a price tag or as much of an ask from a resource standpoint. But, yeah, the bullpen's been really good. Statistically speaking, it's been one of the best bullpens in Major League Baseball. I mean, if the idea is to not give up runs, this bullpen's done a great job of that. But I do think that, like a lot of teams that are in contention, this bullpen could use a boost and maybe some support before the deadline to get ready for a stretch run.
Listening to CY when we asked him about John, it did – I just got the vibe John Gray is going to be coming out of the pen. And he did mention, hey, maybe it could be in a long-term role. Just depends on what the club needs. But, I mean, he went back to talk about how well he pitched in the World Series in that game four coming in for Scherzer. But I just got that feeling that that's going to be the move for John.
Yeah, very well could be, especially with Nathan Eovaldi, seemingly avoiding something that would knock him out for a significant period of time. Maybe that would change the calculus a bit. I don't know. I think Jacob Latz's success in a starting role probably changes the calculus a bit too. So it would make sense. I think John can pitch probably in a variety of different capacities. Here's the thing though. I think John, obviously in the postseason, he looked great out of the bullpen. What's it going to be like in the regular season over a longer stretch, larger sample size? We'll wait and see, but there's no doubt he's got the type of stuff with that slider and, hopefully with the high velocity fastball, he can command it the right way to play well off that slider, and he can end up making an impact because he's the type of guy. I mean, velocity, power stuff, swing and miss, that's the type of profile you like in the back end of your bullpen.
Jared, can you do me a favor and let Clay Thompson know that us here in the G-Bag Nation have a lot of respect for those cargo shorts he's rocking right now?
Hey, I was telling someone, I was like, if like 99.9% of people wore his outfit, they would look like a total clown. It's like, what is this guy wearing? When Clay Thompson wears it, it looks so swaggy. Like, I mean, and it's not just the cargo shorts. It's like the belt that's like dangling around, his midsection area. I don't know. That seems like, I'll say this. If I wore that, I would expect to get absolutely roasted. But Clay Thompson wears that, it's like, I kind of want to try wear it tomorrow and see how it looks on me.
I think you should. I think that should be the pregame bit, Jared. I think you absolutely should wear the Clay Thompson
little belt dangle.
Oh, belt dangle. Love a good belt dangle.
Thank you, Sands. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, buddy. Have a good night.
All right, fellas. Take care.
See you, Jared.
Sandler's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here in the G-Bag Nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.